The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to January 2004.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we've got some great panelists here, all guys, but hey, that's okay too. So let me introduce the panel to you. To my right, from the College of Engineering and Science, the Department of Mathematics and Math Education, it's Professor Jeff Boats.
And I am all toasty despite the cold.
That's, I know, it has been positively arctic here in Detroit. Bone chilling. Yeah, my idea is hell is not hot, hell will be cold, just like this. That's, I know it. I know it for a fact. And sitting next to Jeff from the Department of History, it's chair and our keeper of the Black Abolitionist Archives, it's Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Hey, Kathy, it'll be colder tomorrow when they turn off the heat and the water in the dorms.
Yeah, I know. I've had many students already make that complaint, but I guess they have to. There's something that they have to fix before it goes kaboom.
That's reasonable.
And I think that's not a bad reason to fix something before it goes kaboom.
Well, that's a good excuse to get them out of their dorms and into the library.
I was going to say.
It's actually pretty temperate. I've been in the library all day. Pretty warm.
You know, yesterday, we were using the library because there are new computer labs that have been placed in the library. And so many students have walked into the office asking what the abbreviation LB stands for. And I say, library. And then they will look at me and say, and where is that? And I tell you, it is very heart and bone chilling to have university students ask where the library is, especially when they are in their junior year. I find that a little frightening.
I thought LB stood for something else.
Same here,
like
babe.
Like if you were to,
we don't want to go
right
there. Don't want to go there.
Right there. There you go. That's exactly it.
That's it. It's a lion's term. Sitting next to Roy from the College of Engineering and Science and the manager of pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan the Depths at Man Meshio.
Hi, Kath.
Hey, so what you doing this winter term with the youngins?
Getting ready for DAPS up for spring.
Okay, so they're going to be
Had a wonderful meeting today.
Oh, you look just like
a
you
just
had a
lovely meeting.
You could feel the aura.
Feel the aura?
Yeah.
Positive aura?
Yeah, right, Dan. You have the look on your face right now as somebody who wants to become a serial killer.
He's
so
got
that's
the thousand-yard stare.
We've long thought that about Dan.
No. Well, we're glad you're with us, Dan. You can feel the love here in the studio.
I can.
Right.
It's amazing.
Okay. And sitting next to Dan from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Professor Jerry Kurtzinger.
Heel.
That's what I was thinking of. You're doing Ernest
Angley. Yes. I forgot it was radio, not television.
That's right. That's it.
He used to do that. He used to take his hand and move it toward the camera. And if you're watching this at home, it'd freak you out.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a huge hand coming through the TV.
Boy, I once called him a cross between an evangelist and a dog obedience instructor.
Wow. Ooh, that's an interesting combination.
He's around for a long time.
Indeed.
You only read the articles, right, Roy?
Heel.
The history
article. That's it. And that's the voice from the Sociology and Criminal Justice Department, somebody who definitely has dealt with some healers of many types.
Oh,
it's Professor Eric Barr.
Cheers.
Cheers back at you. Finally sitting here playing cards from the Department of Chemistry. Yes, indeed, shuffling that deck. It's Professor Matt Mayo.
A pleasure.
Now, that's something that I hope you don't let the little guy play with.
Why not?
Gonna be a hustler.
Put it next to the roulette table.
Be in preschool, hustling.
I'm teaching the baby how to play blackjack.
Okay.
He's got no one to hold him.
No one to fold him. No one to crawl away.
Dylan wanted to bring lotto tickets to show and tell one time.
Oh, I bet they love that at the Lutheran school.
Well, needless to say, we were able to get the tickets before he got
there. That's sort of like the story that Jim Tubbs, the brother and the son of a Presbyterian minister, his sister Nora is a Presbyterian minister, and Jim is on the board of Presbyterian Village here in Michigan, and they had a great crisis because their seniors really enjoyed going to the casino, but they always wanted to take the Presbyterian Village van, which a minister saw and objected to the fact that the Presbyterian Village van was in front of the MGM Grand Casino, so it was an interesting thing.
They're just there for the buffet.
Thank you.
Looks like a guy selling drugs with a deer shirt on.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. Did that, drugs with that shirt?
Sure,
that explains a lot, because you know they've done that research that shows children who go through D.A.R.E. programs and those who don't, there's no difference in terms of later drug use.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, that explains a lot.
There you go. Okay. Well, this is a show where you can send in questions about D.A.R.E., about cars, about anything. And if you stump the panel, you win a fabulous Tech Day t-shirt. We left off last time with a set of questions about World War II and codes from Larry McKinnon, who says how much he misses us. And we miss you, too. So far, you were doing pretty well. You did miss the question about Alfred Horn, Rudolf Hess's hidden identity, but that's okay. Dan got Jumpin' Jim Gavin. You
just
go.
Dan,
you the man.
You gave a great clue.
I tried.
In an acting kind of way.
We're going to need a lot of clues on these, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Who were the Devil Brigade? They were in the European Theater of Operation in Italy.
Do they eat bread?
Was it
Devil bread, yes.
It wasn't the 1st Infantry, was it?
No, it wasn't the 1st Infantry. It was a very interesting... No.
They were the 666th Division.
No, they weren't the 666th. Okay. Their leader was General Robert Frederick.
They were supposed to do, something about them.
Well, it's interesting the composition of the...
They were all Satanists.
Maybe some of them were. It was a joint command that he had. They were U.S. and Canadian troops.
Oh,
they were not a single
America
nation.
America Junior.
Yeah, it's it. Whoa!
We're making fun of the 51st.
Combined organization. Organization,
right.
Boys.
Okay, that's
Drop the puck.
You got it. Who were the original Hell's Angels?
Oh, they were fighter pilot.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, the
original motorcycle gang, they were known as Bastards of Bloomington. And then they changed their name to Hell's Angels. That's true.
Well, it's probably easier to get on the jacket, you know?
That sounds like a Wu-Tang Clan
style. Yeah, that's an incredible ODB title. And then Eric, from a criminal justice point of view, are they really as involved in crime as people make the claim?
Well, they are now what we would call legalized gangsters. They've gotten old enough and sophisticated enough now that they're making enough money. Half of them wear suits during the day, and then they put that on at night.
Okay.
Yeah, they were heavily involved in...
Don't hire them for security.
I was going to say, really? They're not good for concert security. No, this we know. Yeah. Okay. What was known as Hell's Highway? This is in the Second World War again. And it was...
ACDC tongue with Mal.
That's right. This is where Operation Market Garden took place in the Second World War. This is Market Garden.
Yeah,
the Herman Gardens are torn down now.
Yes,
it's all leveled.
Yes,
it's so weird looking.
It is
Herman Gardens was rough.
I know, but I love the H&G Estates. Okay, come on.
Okay.
They were brick. I mean, those were some pretty... Actually, for pros, those were not bad pros, you know? Hell's Highway was the area in Holland where the 101st Airborne flew and dropped soldiers off for Operation Market Garden, which immediately preceded, very sadly, the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not good. Okay. What did U.S. bomber pilots call the Happy Valley? And this is, of course, a very sarcastic name. Happy Valley.
I think there's a ski resort called Happy Valley near where I grew up.
Really?
Yeah.
Penn State, right? Yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah, really. This actually is the Ruhr Valley. There was such heavy anti-aircraft guns there because it was such an industrial region that very sadly didn't work. And finally, what U.S. general named his Piper Cub the Missouri Mule?
MacArthur.
No, this is a well-respected general.
Bradley?
Yes, Omar Bradley.
Bradley.
Yeah, who people really seem to have a great deal of respect for. Okay.
Well, we got our butts kicked.
Yeah. But Larry, that's okay. We've got an address for you, so we will send you...
Two shirts.
Really. One for you and one for Mr. Wolf, okay? For Hair Wolf that way. Okay. All right, and here we go. We have a set of questions from the one, the only, the man.
Bert.
Who provided us with wonderful playing cards from Las Vegas, and we thank you for those. And he said, "Dear profs, the topic today is names. These names could be real, they could be fictional, or nom de whatevers. They come from any field or walk of life 75 out of 100 is passing. Now, he did not send a 75 out of 100.
75 out of 100.
Wait a minute.
What percent is that, Dan?
Yeah, what percent is that, Dan? Dan, what percent is that, Dan?
Oh, come on.
You're slipping, man. You're slipping.
He would have curled just as much.
There you go. Oh, that's low.
But there are actually 100 of them here. So we'll start off with 25. How's that sound?
Okay.
Intersperse these.
Sure. There you go. He's got 100 questions there.
There are 100 questions, and he did them in alphabetical order, too.
Oh, Bert needs to take some of these cards.
You frighten me, Bert.
Some of these chicks and play some
cards. I was going to say, you rock. Okay. What was the name of the person who pulled the thorn out of the lion's foot in Aesop's Fables?
Daniel.
Wait, these are alphabetical order?
Was it a mouse?
Yeah, it's...
So the answers are alphabetical.
And alphabetical as well.
It was a mouse, wasn't it?
A something.
Yeah, it is.
So he had a name, apparently. Was it like Adrian or something?
Aaron?
No.
I thought voice from above.
Androcles. Oh, Androcles the is
lion.
The name of
the lion. Androcles and the
lion. Lion, yeah.
Isn't there another story with Daniel and the lion?
That's in
oh,
Bible.
Yeah, but that's a Bible,
dead.
Dan.
I don't know the Bible.
Well, you know the story.
But your name is Dan.
Yeah. Right. He's Dan, the Gideon man.
That's who you named him.
He's named after the Elton John song. That's
okay, yeah. Daniel, my brother.
Were you named after somebody in your family, like?
No.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, that happens. Okay. Who was David Rice Atchison?
He was a senator from, was it Kansas?
Yes.
And he was, for a matter of hours, was actually the president of the United
States.
There
you go. Way to go, Roy. Excellent.
The acting.
Yes.
Like Al Gore?
No.
That's a good one.
Well, Al is still president of the United States.
He was
in his mind.
Well, it was President-elect Zachary Taylor refused to be sworn in on the Sabbath day. And so the senator here, yes, he became, he was like president for a couple hours
queen
or whatever.
Yeah,
something like that, but that's kind of cool.
That hasn't been demonstrated.
Yeah, that, but not yet, at least. No. Can you name soccer's Pele, his real name?
Oh,
it's Daniel. Like,
no.
Androcles
starts with me.
No, it ends in an A. I mean, the last name is an A, but he's got like four names here.
Oh, no way.
Ooh. Carlos?
Edson Di Nascimento Arentes.
Pele.
Pele. Yeah.
Dude, I thought that was his name.
Go with Pele.
I'd go with
okay.
Pele, too.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like the
definitely.
P, the E, the L, and the E all
absolutely.
Stood for something.
Was it Pele like some volcano god or something like that in some South Pacific religion or something
could
like that?
Be, could but be, but it's a killer
maybe
name.
That's why
you
took the nickname.
That. You know, got to give him that. George Bailey is a mythical character.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy
yes.
Stewart.
He's the lead character. Yes.
He too had problems with his SNL.
Yes, he did. Poor guy. He really did. Roy G. Biv, that's Roy G. B. I. V, is used to recall the colors
of the rainbow.
Rainbow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or the electromagnetic spectrum. Yes.
Okay, so what does it mean?
Red.
Red. Okay.
Orange. Yellow. Green.
Blue.
Blue. Indigo. Violet.
Excellent. See, look at what better man through science.
Not to
excellent.
Be confused with every good boy does fine.
Yes, there we go.
Fudge. Or bad
deserves
boys.
Fudge.
No, that's an electronics one. You can't say that.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, you better not do that. And so while we think of nicknames, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Todd George is right from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Really glad. Very glad.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, also Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, Greg.
Please pass the cool whip. The cool whip.
The cool whip. Name the headsman who bungled Monmouth's execution.
Wow. Oh, really? Ooh,
Stephen the Clumsy.
Nice.
One arm friend.
That's it, really. Now, was he a French swordsman?
No, he wasn't. Not like Anne Boleyn.
Okay, so they didn't. She had such
a local hack. This was a man named Jack Ketch.
Well,
K-E-T-C-H.
Don't know him.
Name the artist who painted the Duke of Monmouth's post-decapitation portrait.
I
got to see that in the National Portrait Gallery.
I've seen that.
I think it is in Gainsborough.
No, it's not.
Darn.
No. Or Constable.
Really, the Scarlet Stump. He had some really horrible names.
No, they sewed it back on so that a post-mortem painting could be done.
Mm.
It might have appeared in Hieronymus Bosch, but
that's why it's suspicious of Brian
Ascot.
No, it's no one.
Okay.
It's Sir Godfrey Kneller, K-N-E-L-L-E.
Oh, yeah, Kneller.
Oh, you know him.
You know that name?
Artist.
Oh, yeah, Nervous Kneller.
Nervous Kneller.
Ever since he did that picture, he's had these bad dreams.
Thank you. And we're back with less gruesome questions from Bert Tilly. Oh, what a flashback that was. And these are questions on names. And as Bert indicated, they could be real, fictional, or nom de whatevers. And so far, you guys are doing really well. What was Rick's name in Casablanca, his full name?
Rick. Richard?
Rick!
Senor Rick!
Save me, Rick!
Ricky.
Well, I mean, Rick is short for...
Richard.
Okay, Richard. Now, don't remember, monsieur. Please, I'm the refugee from Romania. Yeah, they have the people by the throat. That kind of thing. Don't make me do the whole scene.
I can picture him singing.
All the gin joints.
In all the world. That's right. It's Richard Blaine.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you remember that awful Nazi, that horrible man, Mr. Blaine? Yes. Oh, he's such a Nazi.
No relation to James G, I take it.
I would hope not. What was Billy the Kid's real name?
William Bonney.
Yes. Bonney. Hey.
Oh, now I have a good answer to that cheer. What the heck's a Bonney? Because I'm the same.
Oh, Bonaventure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. William H. Bonney.
Do you have any other Bonney cheers?
No.
No, there's only one Bonney cheer? Okay.
It's a Bonney one, though.
This is the skier who crashes in the opening scene of ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Yeah. The agony of defeat.
Yeah, the agony of
thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Bert wants to know that skier.
Sonny Bono.
Yes.
Is it American?
I don't think it is.
It's not American.
No. The first name is Vinko. V-I-N-K-O. So, I mean.
Oh, Vinko.
Vinko.
I used to like Tomba. He was funny, you know.
Yeah. It's Vinko Bogatash. So I don't... Bogatash.
Poor guy. What a name.
Bogal, buddy.
I mean, that is really bad.
He was actually committing suicide.
Oh, I swear. That had to really... Who was the oldest of the Cartwright boys on Bonanza?
Bonanza.
Bud.
Oh, no, Ben's the dad, so he is the oldest
Purnell
of the
Roberts.
Purnell Roberts' character.
But yeah, that was
Purnell Roberts'
character. Who played it, but... Yeah, because he was kind of... Yes, it was Adam. He was sort of the bad boy.
Later became the older Trapper John. On.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you know that Haas couldn't have been the oldest.
Haas Cartwright.
Don't you remember Haas? Haas
Cartwright,
it was all baby fat.
It was all baby fat. Haas was sweet.
What are the odds they had the same mother? Come on.
You know, well... When you think about Lorne Greene, you know, he was a great broadcaster for the CBC.
Canadian,
he did the news during the war. So my mom said that she could not watch that program because she always related his voice to, like, reading bad war news. She just couldn't handle that show.
Watching bad TV.
A little too much there.
A student at UDM, someone would carve the word Haas into the trays in the lunchroom until all of the trays said Haas. I met a Haas person before I graduated.
You did?
Yes.
You want to turn him in?
No,
legendary.
Okay. So
I thought it was a great thing to
say. I was going to say, what a thing to do. Haas. Okay. This was the full name of the spider in Charlotte's Web. Can you name that name?
Guinness from?
Oh, Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte, yes.
Charlotte W.
Spider.
No. It's the last name begins with a C.
Cartwright.
No. I don't know. She was not married to Ben. No.
Full name.
It's a carpenter.
You said they had different mothers.
But yes. Charlotte A. Cavatica.
Oh, wow.
Cavatica.
I would think that's how one might pronounce it. Okay. This was the killer of Bruce Batman Wayne's parents.
Oh,
Jack Napier.
Yeah, Jack Napier.
No, that's the movie.
Uh-uh.
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's just.
Well, he doesn't say.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Nom to whatever.
What are you saying? What was the question?
The question is, name the killer of Bruce Batman.
Oh, I think we just did.
Wayne's parents. He says the name here is Joseph Chill.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's three. Yeah. All right, so we will give you credit on this one, Dan. For you. Okay.
Hey, I'm fighting for every point here.
Which is very, very good.
Like our students.
Name Norman Bates' shower victim in Psycho.
Janet Leigh.
Well, Janet Leigh, but remember, we're on the seas.
Something C.
Pauline.
Think of a town where, in Ohio, home of Warren G. Harding.
Canton?
Oh. No.
Cleveland?
Actually, he was Marion.
Marion is the first name.
I was thinking Chillicothe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I always thought he was from Marion because that's where home is.
He's from Marion.
Oh, okay. Good. No,
I was joking.
I was going to say, somebody lied to me. And the last name is the same name as the actor who played Hogan of Hogan's Heroes.
Oh,
Crane.
Yes, so Marion Crane. That was her, Janet Leigh's character in Psycho.
Well, there's great continuity errors in it, too, like the car's in park and it's going down the, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just strange. Very strange that way. He was the first 1970s plane jacker who actually parachuted away with
D.B. Cooper, that's right.
$200,000 ransom and was never seen again.
He actually became Sasquatch.
D.B. Cooper. They found some of the money, though.
Did they? Where?
Yeah, buried in the mountains there. They found some
of
the money.
Out.
Not all of it, just a small amount of it buried.
That is incredible. You know, I mean, it really is. And
actually,
they say
it was covered under ash from Mount St. Helens.
But we want you to know, listening audience, that crime does not pay. Okay. He was the inventor of AM radio.
Marconi?
I would have said Marconi, too, but it begins with a D.
Lee DeForest.
That's it, Lee DeForest.
Yeah. Actually, his name is signed in the WWJ Transmitting Building logs.
You got
it. In the Art Deco building on 8 Mile,
He signed his name on there?
Lee's name in the logbook.
That is so excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's KDKA in Pittsburgh, isn't that the first?
No, they always argue about it. Yeah,
but people had always said that WWJ was the second.
They go back and forth. And WWJ, though, they could have been like some huge powerhouse, but nah, the Detroit News 5,000 watts was enough.
I mean.
You know, and then, of course, you know.
Why? That was so stupid. Yeah. She was James Bond's wife briefly.
Yeah, she died in Emergency Secret Service.
Tessa de la... Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember
Was it Diana Rigg?
Teresa de la something. Can't remember.
DeDraco. We're going to give you the point for that. Yeah, it was very, very brief marriage.
That's my favorite James Bond movie.
Yeah, she died when they were leaving the wedding.
But I know. It could have been
Britney Spears.
Yes. Yeah, really.
I think I'm one of those.
Is it Hugh Hefner after Britney Spears? I heard something.
I have no idea.
Oh, yo.
Is he?
Yeah.
What was his pitch there, Matt?
He told her she fit right in with the rest of his girlfriends.
Really? Got that right.
That's what he said, yeah.
He was Superman's dad on Krypton.
Oh, that's easy. Marlon Brando played that, but it was Jor-El.
Jor-El.
Yeah. Yeah. Son of Jor-El.
Son of Jor-El. This was a famous longtime cocaine drug lord of South America.
Escobar?
Yeah, Pablo Escobar.
Pablo.
Is he still alive?
I believe he's dead now. Escobar's dead.
Yeah, I thought he was.
He'd give you a plomo or plata, silver or lead.
Dude.
Your choice. You think take the bribe or take the bullet.
Oh, man. Not good. This is the famous voice of NFL films.
The frozen tundra.
That's it.
Football's greatest injustice.
I know. That voice is just, the minute you hear it, you know.
Listen to the bones crack.
I'm blanking, guys.
I don't know.
John Facenda.
I
don't know, but I mean, anything about the ice bowl, I just think is hysterical. That voice is just too.
Oh, the music,
funny.
Too.
Yeah, it's great.
The trumpet music.
Yeah. Yes, it is just. Yeah.
Rivaling the melodrama for being over the top.
You're thinking at any moment the legions of Rome.
Yeah. When I'm jogging and I need to go another quarter mile and I don't want to stop, I hear that trumpet music in my head.
It's like a Chariots of Fire.
I'm John Riggins, man. I'm running for the goal line.
I'm going for it. This is the name of the puppet who lives in the spinning museum on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Allegra?
The spinning room.
Oh, the spinning.
Yes.
You said the spinning room.
Yeah.
The spinning.
I would have known this one about 6 years ago. I would have known the answer.
You would have.
It's not Allegra, is it?
Lady Elaine. And her name is Lady Elaine Fairchild. That's so great. Good for you.
I love Mr. Rogers.
Well, Mr.
You do?
Rogers.
He's gone.
He is, but what a wonderful man he was.
Neighborhood hasn't been the same.
No. That's right.
They filmed that down the street from where I went to grad school.
Really?
There's a big plaque on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Meow, meow, Steve. Did you ever hear that National Lampoon thing with him and the rock star? I've got it. I'm recording it. It's funnier than, you know.
No.
The Magic Kingdom.
I bet. But he was. He was so good with children. He had such a peaceful, wonderful, non-aggressive kind of thing going on, which is good for kids. He was a famous pitcher for the Detroit Tigers who was nicknamed...
Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Yes, that's it.
I used to love the bird, man.
Because there were so few famous Tigers.
Yes, I used to love the bird. Yes.
Fewer all the time.
Yes.
I mean, it's getting really...
Dying breed. Yeah, Mark the Bird Fidrich.
But maybe this year we'll hear the roar.
He's a farmer now.
He was one of the Three Stooges. First name, Larry.
Fine.
Larry Fine, yes.
Dr. Yeah. Fine, Dr. Howard, Dr. Howard.
That's right, yes. This was a leader of Fredonia, as played by Groucho Marx in the film Duck Soup. Oh, this is such a funny parrot, too.
Fritonia, New York.
Yes. First name is the same name as a musician who played with Chaka Khan.
Rufus?
Yes, Rufus. Yeah. And the last name is the same name as little bugs that you can see in the night.
Firefly.
Yeah, Rufus T. Firefly. Is anybody here a fan of the Marx Brothers like I am?
Sacred Void.
I just really think they're so funny. The CIA maniac agent on MASH.
Oh, that was great. That was Flag.
Colonel Sam Flag. At least they say that's what his name.
Yeah.
He was the first man in space. The Russian Rat Fink bird writes here.
Gagarin.
The Cold War is still going on in elevator.
Yuri Gagarin. Roy got it right. Maybe in Natal, Alabama, the Cold War
still
play.
Still cold. Okay.
It could be.
Civil War may still be going.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right. There we go. Oh, no. This is one maybe that perhaps you will know, Eric. He notes that he was America's first noted serial killer who wore his victim's skin.
Ed Gein.
You do know this.
Ed Gein, yeah. He knows him personally. Adam
no, he doesn't.
Ed Gein. Yeah, he wore the skin.
Okay, on a happier
Everybody's
note.
Everybody's going to have a hobby.
Oh, no happy note. We got to stop there. Uh-oh. I hope everyone doesn't have nightmares. But let me thank our panel. Professor Mayo.
Later.
Professor Barnes.
Thank you.
Professor Kurtzinger.
Wonderful evening.
Yes, Professor Maggio. Professor Finkabon.
And what are you going to wear?
That's right. Professor Bone.
Because a psycho is a person in your neighborhood.
That's right. In your neighborhood. And now this.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Get those bells. Yes. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor on location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. Oh. It's the first academic theme park in North America, and I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win it at games, too.
And you can do that. You can do that. Oh, we're passing the casino. Let's take a look at the casino.
You can win so many student credit hours and quality points in there. It's unbelievable.
Are these life experience credits?
Oh, absolutely. It is a life experience.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it seems like a life sentence, you know, but it's really a life experience.
This is really fascinating.
Step right up, spin the wheel, come out with 32 hours in religious studies. Here you are.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building basement on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Liz Alexander and technically directed by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Barbara Bowles. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Don't wear anybody else's skin.
And we're back next week with another summer classic edition of Ask the Professor. So please plan to join us.